We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. Again, our studio lines 869-1330, and I know I've had a bunch of callers, Jeff, so we're on with Vice Mayor Jeff Blubaugh. Scott, you've been on hold for a while. I wanted to get a chance to take a call with you. Scott, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. You're on with Vice Mayor Jeff Blubaugh.
Well, you know, I have a problem in Wichita because they don't have equal development here. In some areas, they do a lot of development. They don't have basic necessities in others. Some areas don't have, specifically the part where the black people live, they don't have, like, laundromats, gas stations, even a full-service grocery store. However, in other places, they're developing things like baseball stadiums and things that are not necessary necessities for the quality of life. So I want them to answer something about equal development for the city of Wichita so that everybody can at least have the basic necessities to make the quality of life.
No, it's a good point. You know, and I know, Jeff, you and I have talked about food deserts because that's been an issue. You know, my wife and I, we have a rental property in Riverside, and that's been a perpetual issue. But how much of that really does the city of Wichita? Because, frankly, I don't want necessarily my tax dollars going to developing, you know, grocery stores, because that's not really the purpose of tax dollars. But he does make a point. Is there incentives? What are we doing to kind of help private business develop in some of these areas?
It's a very good question and something that's brought up a lot, and I completely agree. A lot of it is driven on what the business needs are for the area and where these business folks think that their best opportunity is to make the most money. Now, is that the best thing to do to the neighborhoods? Not necessarily. The food deserts is something that we talk a lot about. A lot of it is just where they think that they can make their money, but it's not really driven by the city. Now, one thing that we have had recently is we've tried to open up some of these areas to where the state has done some financial benefits with these urban areas to where they basically reduce some of the capital gains for folks to try to get them to invest in some of those areas.
Right.
But a lot of it, you know, we hear a lot about the grocery store deserts, the food deserts. And I jokingly talk about our area out west, John, where we live. I always say we have a bar desert out there because we don't have bars out there like we used to, and it's just a sign of the times. Now they've got Applebee's, they've got Chili's, they've got things like that. So a lot, it's driven by what the business climate is. And I think it is something that needs attention. And if we can ever make that introduction out there to business owners to try to get them to develop in certain areas, I certainly agree that we should do that.
Well, and I know, you know, Scott's got a good point, and that is one of the issues that you know, comes up a lot, is these concerns about, you know, areas of development. And but to an extent, and I guess part of it is I'm a fiscal conservative, but I also question, is that the proper role of government? And I think you're right. You can do what you can to incentivize private development, but it's really not the role of the government necessarily. Scott, did that kind of answer your question?
Let me say this, and that is that if you have a business that would rather move to L.A. versus come to Wichita, they would probably want to move to L.A. However, government does have a place in this. What they can do in the case of Wichita is if a business wants to come into one of the more affluent parts of town, they say, we'll let you have a business here, but you have to also move in another part of town that's needed by the citizens here because what you need has to compromise what we need.
You know, that's a good point. And I think one of the areas that we can focus on when we look at economic development, and Scott, I appreciate the call, that's probably one of the best things that you can do is try and, when you're looking at incentivizing, and I know that, you know, there are those that oppose. I mean, Bob Weeks is a good friend, and boy, anytime you talk economic development with Bob, he's pretty, you know, resistant to taxpayer money. But unfortunately, that's the game you have to play.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of along these lines, we've got a big blue thing downtown that, you know, yeah, and I know Century 2 is iconic, and I know Century 2 has been here a long time, and it is a staple of our cityscape. But at the same time, you know, I've spent 20 years in the event industry, and we got to do something, or we're going to miss out on events, and it's not up to par. What are your thoughts? I mean, I know it's something the city's been struggling with for a while.
And I'm glad that you brought that up, John, and it is something that we should be hearing a little bit more here in the next month. I think the main thing that I've learned since I've been on the city council is when you look at Century 2, I like to break it up into two parts. It's a convention center, and it's a performing arts center. Mm-hmm. So I think we need, even though we're using one basic facility for that today, I think we still need to split it out into the two different parts. And I think the convention center, very important for business, although I have seen the numbers, and we're only going to move it up so much. You know, we're only going to bring in so much more business with the new convention center. But recently went to the city-to-city trip and went to Boise, Idaho, and that was one of the major questions I asked them about, how did you pay for your performing arts center? And they chose to go after the philanthropy side of it, go after the private money, because you're bringing in a lot of Broadway shows, a lot of things that, you know, we're not getting a lot of those shows right now, because somebody talked about Phantom of the Opera. They said Phantom of the Opera will never come to Century 2 because we don't have the facilities to hang their chandelier.
Right, yeah.
We don't have some of their facilities for their props. So I think there's got to be another way to address that, and I'm certainly not in favor of a mill increase or any kind of property tax increase. So I think philanthropy is probably the way we've got to go after some of the performing arts money. And I think the convention center, I think the city should definitely put together a plan for however we're going to handle the convention center.
Well, and, you know, you make a good point, and we're blessed in Wichita with Music Theater Wichita. Those who haven't been to a music theater show should go. My wife and I have been long supporters of MTW. My parents were season ticket holders for years, and we, that is Broadway caliber production, far and away. But it also begs that question, you know, should the taxpayers be paying? And I kind of like the idea of leaning more towards private philanthropic development for that side of it. The convention side's a different story. So, you know, before we, and I know we're going to come up on a break here in a minute, any other things that you see with Wichita moving forward? You got any little exciting news that you might want to share with the folks?
You know, there's just a lot of exciting things going on in Wichita, and I think this is our year. Employment is getting stronger than ever, more robust. I am in real estate as well, as you know that, and I think this is going to be a great year for real estate. You're finally starting to see a lot of those millennials start to take their first step and buy some real estate. I think that's very important, because otherwise we're going to end up with only Generation Xers and baby boomers owning all the real estate. So I think it's time we're going to start seeing people dip their toe and invest in Wichita. They've been here long enough. They've seen that things are going to work, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and make Wichita my home.
Well, and that's what it's going to take. I think, you know, as we continue to see the city grow, this is the type of development that we're seeing in West Wichita, that we're seeing downtown. But I'm also glad to see that it is in more than just Old Town, East Side. It's nice to hear Southwest Wichita is getting development and West of the River is having development, because those are areas, like Scott mentioned, those are areas that have maybe not had that kind of attention in the past, and it's good to see they're getting that kind of development. So
absolutely, John, that goes back with some history with you and I, where we're We're finally, you know, it's we're going to see the old town, the core area of the city grow, but we're going to see the other areas of the city grow as well.
Well, thank you again for joining us. Keep up the good work. And, you know, anytime, feel free to stop in and give us an update. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.